When you walk into the room, I can't help myself. I look down at the floor and I fall silent. We both know why I'm here. We both know what is going to happen. It is different every time, yet something about it always feels the same. I close my eyes and I can hear you move. Your footsteps treading across the floor. You're behind me now. Your hand brushes the hair back behind my ear and then wraps gently around my throat. Slowly, you squeeze tighter, not enough to hurt me, but enough for me to feel it. My stomach fills with butterflies. My mind goes blank. I feel my breathing grow shallow. I can feel my lower lip quivering, waiting for the next touch, anticipating your touch, wanting nothing more. Your hand slides down, cupping my breasts, and I squirm at your touch. You pull my shirt from the bottom, and instinctively I raise my arms as you guide it off my body. When I lower my arms, I cross them, covering myself. But you won't allow that. Gently, you guide my hands down by my sides. I feel myself shaking a bit. I can feel a slight breeze. My breath hitches as the chill hits my nipples and they stiffen. I blush, unable to control my body's reactions. You are so close now. Your breath on my neck, your body pressing close to mine. As you grab my left wrist tight. At first, I think of pulling away, but I don't dare. I let you guide my hand behind my back. You hold it there, keeping pressure on my wrist, letting me feel it, letting the sensation sink in. When you pull my right wrist behind me, it is more abrupt, and then I feel it. The rope ramping around my wrists. I twist my hands a bit just to feel it. When the ropes cinch down, I know that I am bound, trapped, helpless, vulnerable, free. Yours. I am breathing harder now. My heart is racing. You haven't said a word to me, but I know what you're thinking. I feel exactly what it is you want me to feel. You wrap the ropes around the rest of my body, my arms, my chest. It is tight. It feels good. Like your embrace, safe and secure. I can move my hands, but not much. You slide your hand down into mine and give me a gentle squeeze, reassuring me. A second rope binds me tighter. I cannot move. My hands are trapped behind my back. The feeling of surrender grows, vulnerable and exposed. When you step in front of me, I look away towards the floor. I am embarrassed. I am ashamed. Ashamed of how much I want this. I want this so much. Too much. I want everything. But you won't let me hide. Your fingers press under my chin and guide me to raise my head. You are looking at me. I can feel it. But I don't want to open my eyes. Not yet. You tell me to look at you. It takes me a few seconds to process this. And then finally, I do. You stare into my eyes. But more than that, you look into my very soul and softly speak the two words that I so desperately need to hear. Good girl. I melt. My body responds to your words and my embarrassment grows. You unbutton my pants and lower them, guiding me to step out of them, leaving me naked and exposed, all except for my panties. The ones that you bought especially for me. The ones you like best. The ones that make me feel like a little girl. Like your little girl. White cotton, with just a tiny pink bow in front. I tug at the ropes as the tip of your finger slides under the waistband, slowly tracing its way around, pressing against my belly. I am already wet. I can feel it. And I can hear your smile at my shame. The other hand now plays with my nipples. I am mortified by how stiff they are. And you gently pinch and twist them. When you do, it feels like you have a direct line between my nipples and my clit. Each touch sending shivers through my body, ending in a tingling in my clit that makes me squirm. You move behind me now and slide your hand slowly, oh so slowly, down my belly and straight into my panties. I moan and bite my lip as your fingers gently trace over my pussy lips, playing with them, touching, teasing them. Then ever so gently, opening them to brush over my clit. I gasp as you touch me there, and I press myself against your hand, wanting more. But you move your hand away, making me chase after it, showing you just how horny I am. Words escape my lips. Please, sir. You say nothing and just pull your hand away. You put me on my back, on the bed, and begin to tie my legs, ankles to thighs on each side, forcing them wide apart. You wind the rope around a few times and give it a hard yank, cinching it tightly. I can't move my legs at all. And now my panty-covered pussy is exposed. I'm splayed open. Helpless. I can feel the wetness of my panties, and you trace your finger over it. You let your touch explore my swollen, aching pussy. You press my panties to the side, and now your fingers are sliding inside me. Your thumb presses gently against my clit, rubbing soft, wet circles. Oh, and I start to press into you as much as my bondage allows. You tease me over and over again, and then stop, leaving me to squirm helplessly. I can't help myself, and I start to beg and plead. I want you to fuck me. I need your cock inside me. I am yours. Totally and completely yours, please, sir. I am bucking my hips, hungry for any sensation that you give me. You whisper in my ear, telling me to be quiet, but I can't stop myself. The words are just spilling out of me, and I don't even know what I am saying. I hear the click of your knife and I feel it slip under my panties, followed by the sound of slowly tearing fabric. The cool air washes over my hot pussy as I feel my soaked panties fall away. You blow them up and press them to my lips. I close my eyes. At first, I think of resisting you, but I know that I want this, and part my lips. You stuff my wet panties into my mouth. I taste myself. It makes me squirm even more. I feel so filthy, so desperate. You take a strip of tape and press it over my lips, holding the panties firmly in place. It feels sticky as you press it against my flushed cheeks. I feel as if I could come at any second. You add another finger to my folds, and then another. The only sounds that escape are muffled moans. You lower your pants and pull out your cock. It is hard and beautiful, and I want it inside me. You straddle my chest and press your cock against my cheek, sliding it back and forth over my taped lips, teasing me with the sight. I want so desperately to be your dirty little cocksucker. You laugh as I press my face against you, trying to stimulate your cock, wanting so badly to suck it. My mouth salivates at the thought of feeling it slide into my mouth, down the back of my tight throat, so that I can make love to it. I am so hungry, so needy for you. I can feel my wetness running down my legs. When you press your cock against my pussy lips, my whole body shakes. I squirm and grind against you, needing you inside me so badly. But you wait. You make me wait. I want to tell you that I am nothing but your little fuck toy. I want to beg for you to use me. I want to tell you that I am yours. But I can't. I can't say a word. So I tell you the only way I know how. With my eyes. Baring into yours. Wanting you to know everything that I am feeling. To know exactly how much I want you. How much I need you inside me. Our eyes lock as you slowly, so slowly slide yourself into me. I feel you stretch me, spear me, invade me. Your cock is hard, swollen, and throbbing inside me. I squirm and tug against the rope, which holds me tight. I can smell your body, your sweat and cologne, as you press down on top of me. I feel the full weight of you as you thrust your cock into me, deeper and deeper, no harder and harder as you pump and thrust. My pussy aches as you fill me, as we complete one another. Our eyes remain locked. Your hand reaches up